Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. The Mishnah on Chav Zayin on Mid Beis told us, HaTekeh L'Seicha Borei L'Seicha Dusei L'Seicha Pittis, Im Kel Shefer Shoma Yotzev, Im Kel Avora Shoma Lo Yotzev. If a person blew into a pit, a cistern, or a big barrel, if he heard the sound of the Shefer, he's Yotzev. If he heard the sound of the echo, he's not Yaitzeh. Rav Huna tells us, at the bottom of Chav Zayin Omid Beis, Lo Yishonu Ela Lo Yisan Ha'imdim Al Sfas HaBer. This is only talking about the people that are standing on the edge of the pit, outside the pit. Av Lo Yisan Ha'imdim B'Ber Yotzu. But the people that are standing in the pit are Yaitzeh. Rashi and the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Mehilcha Shefer, Halacha Ches, learn that Rav Huna means to say that the people that are standing in the pit are always Yaitze, because they always hear the Kol Shofar, and the people that are standing Al Sfas HaBar, so then it depends. If they hear the Kol Shofar, they're Yaitze, but if they hear the Kol Avara, then they're not Yaitze. But the Rosh and Simon Ches learns, no, that Rav Huna means to say that the people in the pit always hear the Kol Shofar, and the people that are standing Al Sfas HaBar always hear Kol Avara, and Al Sfas HaBar, you're never Yaitze. The Gemara continues at the bottom of the Amud and says, Omar Rabba, Shoma Miktas Tkiyo Bebaru, Miktas Tkiyo Al Sfas HaBar Yotza. Which the Gemara in the Havamina thinks that it means that if a person heard part of the Tkiyo, which was done in the pit, and he, the Shemeya, is standing Al Sfas HaBar, so the beginning of the Tkiyo, he heard Koil Havara, and the second part of the Tkiyo was done Al Sfas HaBar because the Baal Tekeah came out of the pit. Yotza, the Shemeya, is Yotza. He's Yotza with the second half of the Tkiyah. But Miksas Tkiyah Kaidim Shiala Muda Shachar, Miksas Tkiyah Le'achar Shiala Muda Shachar Lo Yotza. But if a person heard part of the Tkiyah that was done before Amuda Shachar and part that was done after, then he's not Yotza. So on that, Abaya asked Rabbah, what's the difference? Just like over there, you need the whole tkiyah to be done b'chiyuv, meaning at a time of chiyuv, after Amud HaShachar, you don't have it. So over here also you need the whole tkiyah to be done b'chiyuv and you don't have it. Since part of the tkiyah was done with the Baal Tekeah in the bar, and the Shemeah can't be yotze his chiyuv with that, so why should that be different where part of the tkiyah was done before Amud HaShachar? On that, Rabbah answered that it's not a tzushtel. Hasam lailo lavzman chiyuva hu klal. Hacha bar makim chiyuva hu laisan haimdim bebar. Over there, by the case of kaidim shialu Amud HaShachar at night, it's not as man chiyuva whatsoever. But over here by the bar, at least it's a makim chiyuv for those people that are standing in the pit. So as long as the whole tkiyah was the tkiyah shel chiyuv, even if you only heard part of it, you're still yaitze. So the Gemara says, L'meimro desavar Rabba shoma saif tkiyah b'lay tchilas tkiyah yotze. So you're telling me that Rabba holds that if you hear the end of the tkiyah without the beginning of the tkiyah, you're yaitze. U'memeila tchilas tkiyah b'lay saif tkiyah yotze. So memeila also, if you heard the beginning without the end, you're yaitze. On that, the Gemara says in the second Toshma, that it says in the Mishnah, if a person blows into a pit or into a cistern or into a big barrel, im kol shofar shama yotza, tim kol avara shama lo yotza, va'amai lepuk v'tchilas tkiyah mikami delarvev kola. Frekta Gemara, if you're telling me that you could be yotza with the beginning of a tkiyah, without the end of the tkiyah, so why can't you be yotza with the beginning of the tkiyah before the kol got mixed with the kol havara? Until the Kol Havara comes and mixes up with the Kol Shofar, you have a pure Kol Shofar first by itself. So why can't you be Yotze with the beginning of the Tkiyah when it was just the Kol Shofar by itself, even though you don't have the Seif, because the Seif is mixed with the Kol Havara? Frekta Ramban, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Who says that you have a sheer Tkiyah in the Tchilas HaTkiyah before the Kol Shofar got mixed with the Kol Havara? In other words, the Ramban is saying that that's a davar pashit, that even in the Havamin of the Gemara, that you could be yotze with a seif without a tchila, or a tchila without a seif, but that's only if you had a shir tkiya in the amount that you heard. So then, even though you didn't hear the whole sound, you're still yaitza. But if you didn't hear a shir tkiya, of course you're not yaitza. So what's the Gemara asking that he should be yaitza with the tchilas tkiya before the kail shayfer got mixed with the kail avara? Who says that you have a shir tkiya over here? So the Ramban says two answers. One answer is that since it doesn't say im kail havara hu, but rather im kail havara shama, so that was mashma to the Gemara that it means if he heard a kail havara, no matter what, even if it was at the end, after a shir tkiya, he's still not yaitza. Inami, says the Ramban, kim luhu doloi me'arbev kolo bebeiris, elo leman demarech tuva v'toka behu. The Gemara knew that the Irbuv HaKoil only takes place only if you're marech very much in the tkiya, which means that the echo only mixes in with the Koil Shofar only after you have already a full shir tkiya. And still the Mishnah says, im koil avara shoma lo yotza. So you see that even though you have a shmiya of a whole shir tkiya, you're still not yotza since you didn't hear the saif hatkiya. So because of this kasha, the Gemara is chayzer, and the Gemara says, Kiko marabba b'tekeya v'oilu l'nafshei. You're right. When Rabba said, Shoma miksas tkiya b'bar miksas tkiya al-svas ha-bar yotza, he's going on the Baal Tekeya himself. The Baal Tekeya himself, who started blowing in the pit, so he and the shofar were in the pit, and when you're in the pit, you hear kol shofar, like Rav Huna said before, and then he goes out with the shofar, so now he's outside the pit, again, there's no kol havara, so therefore he's yaitza. But ein achanami, if you hear a tchila without a saif tkiya, or a saif without a tchila, you're not yaitza. So it comes out, according to this shitas haramban, that even if a person heard a full shir tkiya, a shir tkiya is like a trua, like it says in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Sif Gimel, but still, if he didn't hear the whole sound of the tkiya, for example, he walked out in the middle, he heard his shir tkiya, and he walked out in the middle, he wouldn't be yaitza because he didn't hear the seifat tkiya. However, the Rashba and the Taisus HaRosh both have a different mahalach in the sugya. They both say that when Rabba said in the Havamin of the Gemara, Shoma miksas tkiya bibar, umiksas tkiya al sfas habar yotza, what he meant was that the Baal Tekeya only blew a shir tkiya. That's all he blew. And even though you didn't hear the beginning of the tkiya, you only heard the end of the tkiya, so you didn't even hear a whole shir tkiya, you're still yotza. But if a person blew a miksas tkiya before Amud HaShachar and miksas lachar she'al Amud HaShachar, again, the whole tkiya that he blew mitchila v'atzayf was only a shir tkiya, so the chelik that was after Amud HaShachar was not a full shir, so then you're not yaitza. On that, Abaya asked, what's the difference? And Rabbah answered that the difference is that in the first case, by miksas tkiya b'bar, miksas tkiya al-sfas ha-bar, so the whole tkiya was done b'makim chiyuva. The whole tkiya is a tkiya shal chiyuv. So since the tkiya was a tkiya shal chiyuv, even though you only heard part of it, you're yaitza. In other words, the shir tkiya is not a shir in the shmiya. It's a shir in the maisa tkiya. As long as you blew a shir tkiya, so then the tkiya has on it a shem tkiya. So then even if you only hear a chelik of the tkiya, you're yaitza. Because you heard a tkiya. You heard a chelik of something that has a shem tkiya. Whereas where part of the tkiya was done before Amud HaShachar, so then you don't have a full shir tkiya bizman chiyuv. So then, since you don't have a shem tkiya, so then, with this that you only heard a chelik of the shir tkiya after Amud HaShachar, you're not going to be yaitza. But what would be if a person would hear a full shir lachar she'al Amud HaShachar? So then avada your yaitza. On that, the Gemara never had a discussion. So lefize, the Hemshech HaGemara is very good. The Gemara says, so you see that Rabba holds that there's no din that you have to hear a full shir tkiya. It's just a din that you need to hear a tkiya shal chiyuv, even a part of it. So Ibazai, the Gemara asks,
that it says Hatekeh l'seich avar l'seich adus and l'seich apitis imkol shayfer shama yotza imkol avar shama lo yotza v'amai leipuk betchilas tkiya mikami delar beiv kala. Why can't you be yotze with the beginning of the tkiya before the kol got mixed in? Lefi this pshat, it's not shver. The Ramban's kasha. The Ramban asked, who told the Gemara that you heard a shir tkiya before the kol got mixed up with the kol avara? But according to this pshat, there's no din that you have to hear a full shir. The din is just that you have to hear a chelek of a tkiya shel chiyuv. So the Gemara is asking, very good, why can't you be yotze with the beginning of the tkiya before the kol avara got mixed in? Because since you have over here a tkiya shel chiyuv and you heard a miktsas hatkiya, so why can't you be yotze? On that the Gemara answers, you're right. When Rabba said, Shama mixas tkiya bebar, mixas tkiya svasa bar yotze, he's talking about the Baal Tekeya himself, who hears the whole tkiya mitchila vad saif. So the Fida Maskan of the Gemara, the only thing that changed was that you have to hear a full Shir Tkiya. But as long as you heard a Shir Tkiya, there's no din that you have to hear the whole blast, the whole sound of the shofar. If the mashal, a person heard a Shir Tkiya, and then he walked out in the middle of the blowing, he would be Yotze according to this Deya. And even in a case where he would start blowing before Amud HaShachar and would continue blowing Lacha She'al Amud HaShachar, as long as you have a Shir Tkiya Lacha She'al Amud HaShachar, of course you're Yotze, because that was never part of the discussion of the Gemara.
And these are mamish, the two dayas that we have, Lahalacha and Simen Tov Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Gimel. The first Shita over there holds that even if a person heard a whole Shir Tkiya, but if he didn't hear the whole blow of the Baal Tekeya Metchila Vad Saif, so then he wouldn't be Yaitza. But the Yesh Eimer holds, as long as you heard a Shir Tkiya, that's good enough. The first Shita is the Shita of the Ramban, and the second Shita is the Shita of the Rashba and the Taisa Rosh. To summarize, the Ramban learned the Sugya, that's a Dover Pashit, that you for sure have to hear a Shir Tkiya, even in the Hava Mina. The Shakti V'tai of the Gemara was that according to the Hava Mina, even if you didn't hear the beginning of the tkiya or the end of the tkiya, all you heard was a shir tkiya, that's good enough. L'maskana, the chazar of the Gemara has to be that no, it's not enough to hear a shir tkiya. You actually have to hear the whole tkiya, mitchila v'ad saif. Whereas, according to the Rashba and the Taisa Rosh, the havamin of the Gemara was that the shir tkiya is just the din in the tkiya, just to give it a shame tkiya. But as long as you heard a chelik of something that has on it a shame tkiya, that's good enough. The maskana of the Gemara is that no, that's not enough. You have to hear a whole shir tkiya. But as long as you heard a shir tkiya, that's good enough. There's no din that you have to hear the whole sound mitchila vad saif. So if you heard a shir tkiya and then in the middle you walked out, you would be yaitze.
Moving on to the next inyan, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, b'shefer shel oyla lo yitokav im toka yotza. A person should not blow with a shofar shel ayla, and if he does, he's yotze. But b'shofar shel shlamim la yitok avim taka la yotze. But with the shofar of a shlamim, he shouldn't blow, and if he does, he's not yotze. My taima, ayla bas me'ilahi, kivan den mo'al ba nafkala l'chulin. Shlamim delav v'nei me'ila ninu, isurahu derachiv behu v'loi nafki l'chulin. The shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that mitzvah le'hanais nitnu, so therefore by a shofar shel ayla, which is kachay kachim, which has me'ila. So then, al yedei the me'ila, it goes out l'chulin. So therefore, he could be yaitza with it b'di'evit. However, with a shayfer shal shlamim, since it's kachim kalim has no me'ila, so the iser hana remains on it. So therefore, you can't be yaitza. The Ritva asks, so what? That the iser hana remains on it, and it doesn't go out l'chulin, but there's no din lachem by shofar. There's no din that the shofar has to belong to you. You can borrow a shofar. So what? That it's not nafki l'chulin. So the Ritva says that the side of the sugya is mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Since you're being over the iser hana of shlamim, mitzvah slehanes nitnu, so it's called that you're being nena from the shlamim, so it's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira, so that's why you're not yaitza. Now Taisvis in the Dorim Daf Yudamid Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Odom brings a raya from our Gemara that the Isser Hanah from Shlamim is a Isser Dairaisa. Also, the Shita Mekubetzes in the Hashmatis to Menachis Davdalar Amid Beis, Ois Yud Ches, also brings a Raya from our Gemara that the Isser Hanah from Shlamim is Dairaisa, and he says it goes into Bal Yachal Devarai, it's connected his Neder. In the back of Neidem Yehuda Madura Kama, there's a piece over there from the Edim of the Neidem Yehuda. And in the new Neidem Yehuda's Defus Mir, they printed it in Madura Kama, Chelik Cheshen Mishpat Simen Mem, that he brings a raya from these Rishonim that a mitzvah Dairaisa Haba Ba'Avera Drabanon is not considered a mitzvah Ba'Avera. And that's the raya that the Rishonim are bringing, that the Isser in our sugya, the Isser Hanah from Shlomim, has to be an Isser Dairaisa. Because otherwise, why wouldn't you be Yitzah? A mitzvah Dairaisa, haba b'avera drabanon, is not a problem. However, he says over there, he doesn't understand why that's so pashit. Why can't it be that the Isser Hanah is drabanon, and still, a mitzvah Dairaisa, haba b'avera drabanon, you're not Yitzah. And, as a matter of fact, he doesn't bring it, but the Shita Mekubetzes over there in the Hashmatis is Geiris in Rashi, that Rashi over there says that the Isser Hanah of Shlomim is Midrabanan. In our Rashi, it's not so clear, but the Shita is going with the Haggah that the Gilyan Marsha over there brings, B'Shem the Shara Melech, in Perek Gimel, Mehilchis Chometzu Matzah.
So according to Rashi, it's Mavur, that even a mitzvah Dairaisa above Avera Drabanan is also considered a mitzvah above Avera. And this is also Mufurish in three other Rashis. Rashi in Brachas Mem Zayin Amid Aleph, on this that it says that if a person ate the Mai, he could be Mitztarif for Zimun, the Gemara asks, why? Halay Chazi Le? And Rashi explains, V'havi lo bircha Zimun haba ba'avera. The Mai we know is an Issa Drabanan, and still Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha is that it's a bircha Zimun haba ba'avera. Also, Rashi in Psachim Lamed Hei Amid Beis in two places says the same thing. First of all, on the top of the Amud, on this that the Mishnah said on Lamed Hei Amid Aleph that you could be Yotze, your Chiyuv of Matzah on the Leil Rishon Shel Pesach with Demai, the Gemara asks, Demai Holei Chazile. And Rashi says in one shot that Havi Lo Mitzvah Habo Ba'Avera. Again, Demai is an Issa Drabanon, and still Rashi saying it's a Mitzvah Habo Ba'Avera. Later on that Amud, the Gemara says, on this that the Mishnah said that you can't be Yotze with Tevel, the Gemara says we're even talking about Tevel Tovel Midrabanon. And Rashi says, Vafilu Hachi Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera Hi Chashiv Lo. Still, it's considered a Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. So we have four Rashis where Rashi tells us this Yisoy, that a Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera Drabanon is still considered a Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. And yet, Taisvis in the Dorim Dafyur Amid Aleph and the Shittim Kubetzes in the Hashmatis in Menachis Dalar Amid Bey said that no, from the Gemara that says that you can't be Yaitze with a Shefer Shel Shlomim is Muchach, that the Isra Hanah from Shlomim has to be Dairaisa. So you see that they hold that a Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera Drabanon is not considered a Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. So how can we explain this Machlaikis? In order to explain the Machlaikis, we first have to be Makdim the words of the Sfas Emes over there in Psachim Lamed Hei Amid Beis. He clears a chakira bedas Rashi. This that Rashi says that a mitzvah dairaisa haba b'avera drabanon, you're not yaitze. What does Rashi mean? Does Rashi mean you're not even yaitze mi dairaisa? Or does Rashi mean that you're only not yaitze mi drabanon? Kipshutai, we would say that since in the realm of dairaisas, this is not a mitzvah haba b'avera, because as far as the Torah is concerned, there is no Aveir over here. So Avada midairaisa your yaitze. Just Rashi means that midrabanon, now that the Rabbanon said that there's an Aveira here, so on a drabanon dikel level, it's a mitzvah habab Aveira. So midrabanon, you're not yaitze. But there could be a svara to say, says the Sfas Emes, that since the Torah authorized and licensed the Chachamim in Lysosur to create Isurim, so now the Torah recognizes this as a Dvar Avera. And therefore, even as far as the Torah is concerned, it's a mitzvah haba ba'avera, and you wouldn't even be yaitze midairaisa. We find such a concept in the Rambam in Perek Beis, Mehilchas Saita, Halacha Ches, that the Rambam says that if the husband is not minuka me'avain, if the husband is not clear from an Isser Bia, then the Mayim are not Baidik as Ishtai. If his wife is a Saita, it will not cause her to die. Says the Rambam, even if the husband was over on the Isser Bia Drabanan, like he was Bayal Arusasei Bebeis Chamav, still he's not considered Menuka Mei Avain, and the Mayim is not Baidik as Ishtai. So you see from the Rambam that even though the Mayim are Baidik as Ishtai, that is a Dindai Raisa, still, if he was over on the Isser Bia Drabanan, the Torah recognizes that, and that he was over on the Isser Bia, and that's not called Menuka Mei Avain, even as far as the Torah is concerned, and therefore the Mayim are not Baidik as Ishtai. So these are the two possible ways to learn Bidas Rashi. Either that Rashi means that a mitzvah dairaisa abob avera drabonon, you're not yoytza midrabonon, or you're not even yoytza midairaisa. So now we have to understand what are Taisvis and the Shita Mekubetzes arguing on. So to explain why they hold that it's not considered a mitzvah abob avera on a dairaisa dikkel level, doesn't need much of a hesber, they hold that it's only an avera drabonon. So as far as the Torah is concerned, it's not a mitzvah abob avera. I loy sosor, Rabbi Chanan in Kuntres Divrei Seifrim Siman Aleph wants to say Bidas Haramban that loy sosor only goes on things that Chazal learned out from the Yud Gimel Midai Shatera Nedresh Espohen. But new Isurim that the Chachamim create, that doesn't go into loy sosor. And therefore, Taisus and the Shita could hold that it's not a mitzvah baba avera as far as the Torah is concerned. But what we have to understand is that why isn't it at least a mitzvah abob avera on a drabonadika level? How could Taisus and the Shita prove from our Gemara that the Isser Hanah from Shlomim is an Isser Dairaisa? Maybe it's an Isser Drabonon, and when it says La Yatsa, it means Midrabonon. I heard a mahalach from my Rosh Hashiva Zatzal Ramatul Weinberg, the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva Gedolah of Montreal, to explain Taisus and the Shita Mekubetzes Al Pia Yisoid that Rab Aaron says in Oisef Chidushay Torah Simen Dalid, and Al Derech Zeh Rab Ruvain in Sukkah Simen Gimel. In the Klal of Mitzvah Abob Avera, we find that the Mishnah in Sukkah Chav Tesamet Beis says that a lulav hagazel v'hayavesh is pasul. The Gemara explains that the reason why a lulav hagazel is pasul is because of Mitzvah Abob Avera. Also, Taisvis in Sukkah Lamed Amid Aleph says that if a person eats Matzah shel tevel, it's also considered a mitzvah habab avera. Yet, the Yerushalmi in Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel, says that if a person is keireya al meisai b'Shabbos, he has a mitzvah kriya for one of his relatives that he's chayv to rip his clothing for, and he does it on Shabbos, it's not considered a mitzvah habab avera. Even though he was mechalal Shabbos, he still yaitza his mitzvah kriya. And the Yerushalmi over there asks, what's the difference between if a person eats matzah gezula, that he's not yaitze, and kerei al meisei, that he's yaitze? And the Yushalmi says, tamon hi gufa avera, hacha hu avar avera. Over there, the thing itself, the matzah itself is an avera. But over here, he was over an avera. Which Rabbanan and Amruvain explain, that in order to be considered mitzvah abab avera, you either need that there should be a shem avera of gezula that was chal in the cheftza, so the cheftza is pasul for a mitzvah, or at least like matzah shel tevel, where the sibas ha'isr lies in the cheftza. So then we can say that it's not roy to be mekayim with this chayfetz a mitzvah. But by kireya b'shabbos, there was no shem avera that was chal in the shirt, nor is the sibas ha'isr in the shirt. It's just that the gavra was over an iser by ripping the shirt on Shabbos, on that you don't say mitzvah habab avera. And Yushalmi compares this to a case where a person would carry a matzah on Pesach that fell out on Shabbos from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim to be mekayim is mitzvah matzah. Avada says to Yushalmi, that's not going to be mitzvah habab avera. So too, Kerei al Mesa is not considered mitzvah habab avera. So Lefi Zeh, said Ramatul Weinberg Zatzal, that we have a beautiful Hezber in Taisvis and the Shita Mekubetzes, and a beer in the Machlokes between their Shita and Rashi. Because there's a Yadua Dika Chakira in how Isurim Drabonon work. When the Rabbonon make an Isser, did the Rabbonon make it an Isser Cheftza, that the Cheftza is intrinsically Usser, Or is the pshat that the Rabbanan said, don't do it, and now you are not allowed to do it because by you doing it, you're being mayrid against the Chachamim. L'mashal, the Chachamim said, chametz b'shah shishis, chametz in the sixth hour on Erev Pesach is aser. Is that an Isser Chametz midrabanan? That the Rabbanan extended the Isser Chametz deiraisa to Shah Shishis? So if a person eats that, he was over on the Isser Chametz, or no? It's not an Isser Chametz. It's an Isser to be meirid against the Chachamim, similar to the Isser Merida against the Melech. So too, the Chachamim said, don't do this. So if you did it, you were over on the Isser Merida on the Chachamim. So it's an Isser on the Gavra rather than being an Isser Cheftza. And the Nafkamina would be, if a person is over on an Isser Drabanan B'Shegeg, does he have to do Tshuva? If it's an Isser Cheftza, so the Chachamim made this intrinsically Aser, so even if a person would eat the Chametz B'Shah Shishis B'Shegeg, he would still need a Kaparak. He was over on an Isser B'Shegeg. Whereas, if the Isser is not to be Meirid against the Chachamim, so then if he did it B'Shegeg, he wasn't Meirid. And this is what the Nesiva says in Simon Reish Lamed Dalid, Sif Katan Gimel, that if a person is over on the Isser Rabbanan B'Shegeg, he doesn't need a Kapara. Rabban Chanan in Kuntres Divrei Seferim in Simon Aleph, Ois Lamed Beis, brings B'Shem Rab Chaim, that in this Chakira there's a Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Perek Dalid, Mehilchus Mamrim, says that in order for a Zaken Mamre to be Chayiv Misa, he has to argue about something, Shizdainai Karis for Shigigasei Chatos. It has to be an Inyan that if a person was Eivra Nitbe Mezid, he's Chayiv Karis and Meshege Gachatos. Says the Rambam that even if he argues about an Isser Drabonon within something that's Dainai Karis for Shigigasei Chatos, for example, Chametz B'Shah Shishis, that he says it's Mutter, he's also Chayiv Misa. And the Ramban argues and says, no, since he's only arguing on a drabanan, he doesn't get a din of a zaken mamre. Rav Chaim explains, what are they arguing about? He says that the Rambam holds that the geder of the Isser drabanan of chametz b'shah shishis is that the rabanan asser the chefts of the chametz, and it's an extension of the Isser chametz d'iraisa. So therefore, it's considered that he's arguing within an inyan that's dayne karis v'shigigasei chatas. Of course, there's no Karis for Chametz B'Shah Shishis, but he's arguing on something which is in the Inyan of Zdainei Karis V'Shigigasei Chatos. Whereas the Ramban holds, no, it's not considered an Isser Chametz. It's a general Isser not to be Meirid against the Chachamim. It's not an Isser Chametz, so on that, he's not going to be Chayiv Misa because it's not a Dover says Zdainei Karis V'Shigigasei Chatos. So the Nesivis that says that you don't need Kapara for a Shegeg by an Isser Drabanan holds like the Ramban. So Lefizeh, we have a Geshmaka Hezber in the Machlaikas between Taisis and the Shita, Lu'umas Rashi. Since we are Miyasid that in order to be considered a Mitzvah Abba Ba'Avera, it has to be a Nisr Cheftza, but not a Nisr Gavra, so whether or not there's a Din Mitzvah Abba Ba'Avera by an Avera Drabanon will be Tali in this Chakira. Taisis and the Shita Mukubetzas that prove from our Gemara that the Isr Hanah from Shlomim has to be Dairaisa is because they hold like the Shita of the Ramban, that Isurim Drabonon are just a din on the Gavra and not on the Cheftza. So if the Isur Hanor from Shlomim would be the Rabbanon, so then why would it be Mitzvah Ba'Avera? There's nothing wrong with the Shlomim itself, just you're not allowed to benefit from it in order not to be over Al Divrei Chachamim. Whereas Rashi holds like the Rambam that Isurim Drabonon are Isur Cheftza, so therefore Rashi can say that the Isur Hanor from Shlomim is Drabonon, and still it's considered Mitzvah Ba'Avera, because the Cheftz of the Shlomim is Aser Bahana. And Lefizeh would come out that not only by a Mitzvah Dairaisa, Haba Ba'Avera Drabonon, do Taisis and the Shittim Mekubetzas hold that it's not a Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. Even if you would have a Mitzvah Drabonon, Haba Ba'Avera Drabonon, it still wouldn't be considered Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera, since they hold that an Avera Drabonon is only a Nisr Gavra, not a Nisr Cheftz. To summarize, the Ritva learns that the Yisoid of our Sugya, why you can't be Yaitzu with Shefer Shal Shlomim, is because it's a Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. We have a Machlaikis between Taisis and the Shita Mekubetzas against Rashi, whether the Isser Hanah from Shlomim is an Isser Deiraisa or an Isser Drabonon. So it seems that we have a Machlaikis whether a Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera Drabonon is considered a Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. The Sfasem is cleared Bidas Rashi that holds that Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera Drabonon is considered a mitzvah haba b'aveira. Does Rashi mean that even on a deraisa dikel level it's a mitzvah haba b'aveira? Because the Rabbanon have a kayach from Laisasur to make Yisurim, so even the Torah recognizes this to be a dvar aveira? Or does Rashi only mean that midrabanon you're not yaitze? So we wanted to understand, why do Taisus and the Shita hold that it's not a mitzvah haba b'aveira at all? We can understand why they hold that on a deraisa dikel level it's not a mitzvah haba b'aveira. But why isn't it at least a mitzvah haba b'aveira midrabanon? So on that we said that since Rabbi Aaron and Rabbi Reuven tell us that on an Isser Gavra, there's no mitzvah haba b'aveira, like the Yushalmi says, that Kireya b'Shabbos is not considered mitzvah haba b'aveira. It has to be that either when there was an aveira done in the Cheftza, or at least that it's an Isser Cheftza. So then we can say that by Yisurim Drabanon, since it's not Pashit, that Yisurim Drabanon are Isser Cheftza, it could be that they're only an Isser Gavra. So Tosis and the Shita will hold that Yisurim Drabanon are Isser Gavra, so it's not a mitzvah haba b'aveira. Rashi will hold that Yisurim Drabanon are an Isser Cheftza. Me'inyin le'inyin ba'isa yinyin. The Ritva asked, how come if a person blows b'shefer shel shlomim, he's not yaitze? Who cares that a shlomim is lav bas me'ila and it's le'nafki l'chulin and it's isura rachiv b'hu, but there's no din lachem by shefer? So the Ritva in the first mahalach said that it's al mitzvah haba b'aveira. The Ritva says the second mahalach as well. Inami she'im lo yotza lo yev ovid isura. If we say that he's not yaitze, then he didn't do any iser. Mutav hulaymar shalay yatzo, so it's better to say that he's not yaitze. Which means, the whole iser hana that he's over here, is only through the hana's kiyum mitzvah. But if I say that he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, then he didn't do any iser. So it's better to say that he's not yaitze in order to stop the iser from happening. The Ramban in Yevamos Kuf Gimel Amud Beis also explains the Gemara this way. And Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Ha'aris, the Siman Ayin Dalet, Ois Beis, understands that what they mean to say is the Klal of Rava in Temura Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara over there brings a machlaikis between Abaya and Rava. Abaya says, Kol Milso Domer Rachman Aloy Savid Yovid Mahani. And Rava says, Kol Milso Domer Rachman Aloy Savid Yovid Lay Mahani. When the Torah says not to do something, for example, the Torah says you can't make a tmura. If you have an animal that's a carbon, you can't switch the kedusha over to a different carbon. So let's say a person went and did that. Abaya says it has to be that it's mahani. It has to be that the tmura works. Because otherwise, why would you get malchus? If anyway it doesn't work, why do you get malchus? And Rava says, no, loy mahani. When the Torah says not to do something, if you do it, the chalais doesn't work. So why do you get Malkus? For being over Amer Medrachmana, for going against what the Torah said not to do. Just Tmura is an exception, because it says, V'hoya hus murasa yi akaydish, the Torah was Megala, that over there the Chalais is Chal. But really, when the Torah says not to do something, it's Loi Mahani. What's the Yisayt of Rava? Rukiva Eger in Matura Kama, Simen Kuf Chav Tes, brings B'Shem the Marit, that the Yisayid Advarim is, since the Iker Kpedas HaTaira is that the Chalois shouldn't happen, the Torah doesn't want the Chalois Tmura to happen, for example. So if we'll say that Loi Mahani, that it doesn't work, so then the Isser will be Mesukin. You're still going to get Malkus because you're Ivra Memer Drachmana. But the Iker Kpedas HaTaira is that the Chalois shouldn't happen. So by saying that Loi Mahani, the Isser is Mesukin. The Marit uses this Yisai to answer a question on the Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Yudalad Amid Aleph, which says that HaShechet Mishabes Chitasek Sheira. And the question is asked on Rava that Yovid Lei Mahani, so since you're being Mechalal Shabbos with this Shechita, so the Shechita should be Lei Mahani, the Shechita should be Puzzle. Says the Marit, since the whole Yisai of Lei Mahani is in order to stop the Isser, to save the Isser from happening, so since, even if I'll say that the Shechita is Puzzle, the Chilal Shabbos is still there, because the Chilal Shabbos is through the Netilas Neshama, so even if the Shechita is Puzzle, it's still a Netilas Neshama. So therefore, there's no point in saying Lei Mahani, and therefore the Shechita is kosher. Says Rabbi Chanan that this is the Ramban and the Ritva explaining that the reason why you're not Yaitze with the Shefer Shal Shlomim is because it's better to say that you're not Yaitze in order to stop the Isser from happening. That's working with Rava, that Yavid Lai Mahani, with the Yisayt of the Marit. So kum tais that we have a Mekar from the Rishonim to the Yisayt of the Marit. However, the Turei Evin in the Sugya says that what the Rishonim are saying has nothing to do with Rava. Even Abaya could agree in our Sugya that you're not Yaitza. Because the only reason why Abaya argued on Rava over there was because if you're going to say Leimahani, then why do you get Malkus? So let's say, for example, the Torah says, don't make a Tmura. And a person went, and he was Maimer. He did go and switch the Kedusha from this animal onto another animal. So then, says Abaya, how could it be that you get Malkus if it's Leimahani? So it has to be Mahani. That's only where you were definitely over a Memra Drachmana. You went against what the Torah said, don't switch. And you went and switched. So then Abaya says it has to be that it's Mahani, because otherwise, why would you get Malkus? But over here, by Shefer Shel Shlamim, the Isser is not, don't blow with a Shefer Shel Shlamim. The Isser is, don't have Hana from a Shefer Shel Shlamim. So, if I'm going to say that you weren't Mekayim your mitzvah, so then you didn't have Hana. So then even Abaya would hold that in order to stop the Isser from happening, we'll say that you're not Yaitza. Where you were Oivra Memra Drachmana, you definitely went against what the Torah said. So then Abaya says it has to be Mahani. But over here, Alzeh Anudanin, who says you went against the Isser? The Isser is don't have Hana. But if I'm going to say that you weren't Yaitzah, so then you didn't have Hana. So over here, even Abaya would be Maida that you wouldn't be Yaitzah. So Lefizeh, you don't mamash have a Raya from the Rishonim to the Maritz understanding of Rava. Of Yavad Leimahani, because the Rishonim are not going in Rava, but we still have a smach from the Rishonim to the concept of the Marit. Moving on to the next inyan, the maskon of the Gemara is that Rava says, Echad Zeh ve'echad Zeh Yotza, whether a person blew with a Shefer Shel Oila or with a Shefer Shel Shlomim, he's Yotza, because mitzvahs lav lehanes nitnu. Rashi says, Loi lehanes nitnu li Yisrael liyais kiyumam lehem hana, ela le'oil al tzavareim nitnu.
Frektav Shimon Shkup and Nedarim Simon Yud Beis, that so what that the mitzvahs were not given for the purpose of Ano. They were given just to be a yoke on our necks. But Seif Kol Seif, you're having Hana. You tell me that the Hana being Mekayim a mitzvah is not considered Hana? It's less Hana than the other Tanugim of Hevel? Says Rav Shimon Shkup a Yisoid, that when the Torah assered something b'Hana, the Torah didn't asser the having the Hana itself. The Torah assered a maisa lekichas hana. Don't do an action which is defined and described as an action of taking hana. So as long as the action is a maisa of avodas Hashem yisparach, it's a maisa lo'el al tzavarov, so that the definition, the description of the maisa is not a maisa of taking hana. Avada, you're having hana, but that hana is coming memela. But the shem ha-maisa is not a maisa nena. It's a maisa mitzvah.
Moving on to the next inyan, the Gemara says, Sholchu leil avua de Shmuel, kafei v'achal matzah yotza. If they forced him and he ate matzah, he's yotza. And the Gemara says, kafei man, who forced him? Ilei mo kafei sheid, v'hotanya itim cholim itim shoyte, kishehu cholim areu kipikeach l'chol devarav, kishehu shoyte, areu kishoyte l'chol devarav. The Ritva and the Turei Evin explained that the Gemara means to ask, that how could you say kafei v'achal matzah yotza, that if he was forced by a shade and he ate matzah, that he's yotza, which means that even if afterwards, on the night of Pesach, he became normal again, that he can use that achila that he did at a time that he was under the influence of a shade to pater him even after he became normal. It can't be, because it says that when a person is itim chalim, itim shaita, when he's normal, he has a din of a pikeach l'chol devarav, but when he's a shayta, he has a din of a shayta l'chol devarav. And since he did the achila at a time of ptur, you can't use an achila that was done mishas ha-ptur to pater you for after you became a bar chiyuva. Because that's pashat, says the Ritva, that you can't learn kafay v'ochal matzah yotza means that even if the whole first night of Pesach he was under the influence of a shade and he ate matzah, that he's yotza. Because that's pashat. That if he's a shaita, he's potter. So what do you mean, yotza? Obviously, yotza means that even if on that night, sometime later in the night, he became normal, yotza means that he can use that achila that he did, bizman aptur, to potter him for even after he became a bar chiyuva. And on that, the Gemara is saying, no, You can't do that because since he had a din of a shaita at the time that he ate it, you can't use that achila to pater you for after you become a bar chiyuva. And this is also mefurish in the Rambam in Perek Vav Mehilchas Chametzu Matzah Alacha Gimel, and he says, based on this Gemara, that if a person ate a kezayis matzah when he was a shaita and then he was nisrape on that night, so then he has to eat again achar shenisrape because that achila that he ate was at a time that he was pater mikol mitzvahs. Says the Yom Teruah based on this Gemara, that let's say you have a child that was born on Rosh Hashanah at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Then 13 years later, on the day that he becomes bar mitzvah, he heard the tkiyos at 11 o'clock in the morning. Says the Yom Teruah that according to the shittas that hold that to become bar mitzvah you need me'es la'es, you don't become bar mitzvah the night before. You only become bar mitzvah exactly at the time of day that you were born. You need 13 years me'es la'es. So then he will have to hear the shofar again after chatzos, because he cannot use the tkiyas that he heard b'katnusai to pater him now that he became a gadol. But lahalacha, we don't paskin like these shittas. We hold that he's already bar mitzvah from the night before, so lahalacha, it's not negeya. But says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there is a case that's negeya even lahalacha. What would be if a person got shtei sairis sometime on Rosh Hashanah after he heard the tkiyas? So he didn't have a din of a gadol yet when he heard the tkiyas. So then, even lahalacha, he will have to hear the tkiyas over, because he can't use the tkiyas that he heard bekatnusai to pater him now begadlusai. So you see that these achrayim are comparing katan to a shaita. Although a shaita is completely pater, and a katan is at least chayiv midrabanan al tzchinuch, but since seif kol seif midai raisa he's pater, so he can't use a tkiyah that he did bizman haptur, bizman that he was a katan, to pater him now that he became a gadol. But this is not so pashit, because the Mordechai in Megillah, Ois Tovshin Sadiches, brings from Rav Tuvia Mivina that the Gemara in Brachas Chav Zayin Amid Beis tells us that when a person is Mekabel Shabbos early, he's allowed to already make Kiddush Al HaKos in the Zman of Tosfos Shabbos. And Rav Tuvia Mivina holds that the din of Tosfos Shabbos is only Midrabanan. So how could he be Seimech on the Kiddush that he made in the Zman of Tosfos Shabbos, which is only Midrabanan, to pater him for even after it becomes Laila, when his Chi of Kiddush is Midai Raisa? Al Karchach, since he will come Lidei Achi of Dai Raisa, so he could already make the Kiddush now in this man that he's only Mechuyev Midrabanan. It's not like the Gemara in Brachas Chafam and Beis that says that if Noshim are only Chayev and Birchas Hamazin Midrabanan, then they can't be Maitzi An Noshim. That's because over there she will never come Lidei Achi of Dai Raisa. But somebody that will come Lidei Achi of Dai Raisa, the Chi of Dai Raisa is looming up ahead. When night will come, he will be Chayev Midei Raisa, then he can already make the Kiddush now when he's Mechuyev Midrabanan. The Svara is Tzarech Bir, but this is what Rav Tuvia Mivina says. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, Ois Tes, that Lefizeh, if let's say you have a katan on Leil Shabbos that made Kiddush, and then on Yom Shabbos he was Hevi Shtei Sairis, according to this Mordechai, he will not have to repeat Kiddush. You don't say that he can't use the Kiddush that he made on Leil Shabbos to pattern him now that he got Shtei Sairis, now he's Chayiv Midei Raisa. Because since he was going to come Lidei Achiv Dei Raisa, so he could use that Kiddush that he made, this man that he was Mechuyev Midrabanan. But what the Mordechai is saying is not Pashit, because the Shita Mekubetzes in Brachas Chav Zayin Amud Beis proves from the fact that you can make Kiddush in the Zman of Tosfos Shabbos that Tosfos Shabbos is Midai Raisa. So you see from the Shita that if Tosfos Shabbos would only be Midrabanan, then you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush at that time. So you see it's not so Pashit what the Mordechai is saying. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his Dagos on Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Simen Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Beis, clears a Geshmak HaKira. What's the din if on the last day that the child is a katan, he ate a suda right before he became a gadol, and he ate kedei svia. And now he becomes a gadol, and he's still savua, he's still satisfied, mikoyach ta'achila that he did bekatnus. Is his chiyuv to bench now midairais or midrabanan? In other words, is the achila the mechayiv, and he ate bekatnus, so therefore he should only be chayiv to bench midrabanan? Or do you say that the sviya is mechayiv, and since he's savua now begadlus, so he has to bench midairais? Zakh Rebbe Kiva Eger, on the tzad that he's mechayiv to bench midairaisa, you can clear a step further. What would be the din if he already benched when he was a katan? And now he becomes a gadol and he's still satisfied. Does he have to re-bench or not? Do you say that the benching that he did, bekatnusa, can't pater him, begadlus or not? Which is telling whether or not you say like that Mordechai that we mentioned before. Rabbi Akiva Eger blibes tzarech in ledina. To summarize, in our Gemara it's mavur that if a shaita ate matzah at a time that he was a shaita, he was potter, he can't use that achila to pater him for now that he became a bar chiyuva, he became normal. So the Yom Trua and Rabbi Akiva Eger and his Haggais on the Yom Trua say that Hu Adin, if a katan did something bekatnusai, he can't use that maisa to pater him begadlus. So if let's say he got Shtei Cyrus on Rosh Hashanah after he already blew Shofar, so he's going to have to hear the Shofar over again. However, the Mordechai says that if a person is mechuyiv now midrabanan and he will come to achiyiv deiraisa, he could use a maisa that he did at the time that he was chayiv midrabanan to pater him, even klapei this man, that it will be deiraisa. So according to him, the Minchas Chinuch says that if a katan made kiddush on Leil Shabbos and then he got shtei Cyrus on Yom Shabbos, he will not be mechuyiv lekadesh min hatayra again. And Rabbi Akiva Eger declares, what's the din if a person ate on the last day of his katnus, right before he becomes a gadol, and he's still savua begadlusai, is his chiyuv to bench midairaisa or midrabanan? And on the tzad that he's mechuyiv midairaisa, he declares, what if he benched already bekatnus, does he have to rebench? Because that's totally in this shaila, if a maisa that he did bekatnus when he was mechuyiv midrabanan, and he will eventually come lidei achiyuv deiraisa when he becomes a gadol, can he use that maisa to pater him after he becomes a gadol and he's mechuyiv midrairaisa? And Rikiveger blibes tzarachin ledina.
Moving on to the sugya of mitzvah sriches kavana, I ain sriches kavana. The Gemara says that Omar Avashi shekafu parsiim. This that they sent Havua de Shmuel, that Kofei Vocha Matzah Yotza is talking about where the Parsiim forced him to eat. And Rashi says that even though he wasn't Mechavin to be Yotza his Chiyuv of eating Matzah on Leil Rishon Shel Pesach, he's still Yotza, because Mitzah Sein Tzriches Kavana. And Omar Rava, the Gemara says, they say, Meres HaTekeh L'Shir Yotza, that if a person blows the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah for music, he's Yotza, because Mitzah Sein Tzriches Kavana. The Ran on Daf Zayin Amud Beis Medapei Harif brings the Shita of the Rashbam that even if mitzvahs ain tzriches kavana, you don't need kavana, but if you have kavana lehepech, you have kavana shalai lotzeis, then you're not yaitze. So too, Taisus in Sukkah Daf Lamites Amud Aleph Divrei Maschil Over Lasi Yosan says the same thing, that if a person's mechaven shalai lotzeis, if he has kavana not to be yaitze, so he has farkerta opposite kavana, then he's not yaitze even in the mandomar mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana. The Turei Evan asked a big kasha on these shitas from the Mishnah in Erev in Daf Tzadi Hei, which says that if a person finds tefillin on Shabbos outdoors, the Tanakhama says machnison zug zug, he can bring in the tefillin one pair at a time. He could put on the tefillin shal yad and shal reish, one pair at a time, bring them in. Rav Gamliel says, shnaim shnaim, you can bring in two pairs at a time. The Gemara on Sadihei Amid Beis explains that their machlekes is tali in whether or not mitzvahs tzriches kavana. The Tanakhama holds mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, So if you're going to bring in two pairs at a time, you're going to be over on Baal Taisif. Because just like to be Yaitza Mitzvah, you don't need Kavana, so too to be over on Baal Taisif, we don't need you to be Mechavan the Shem Mitzvah. And Rav Gamliel holds that mitzvah is triches kavana. So just like to be yaitza mitzvah, you're not yaitza if you don't have kavana. So too to be over on Baal Taisif, you're not over until you're mechav in the shem mitzvah. So therefore you're allowed to bring in two pairs at a time, because since you're not being mechav in the shem mitzvah, so you're not over on Baal Taisif. Frek the Turei Evan, that according to the Rashbam, and Tosis in Sukkah, that when you have Kavana Shalai Lotzeis, when you have Kavana Lehepich, then according to everybody you're not Yaitza, even according to the Mandomer Mitzvahs, Ein Tzriches Kavana. So if so, to be over on Baal Taisif also, you shouldn't be over if you're Mechavin Mefurish Shalai L'Shem Mitzvah. Because since the Gemara is saying that to be Yaitza the Mitzvah and to be over on Baal Taisif go hand in hand, so even according to the Tanakami, you should be able to bring in two pairs at a time and just be Mechavin Mefurish Shalai L'Shem Mitzvah. Obviously, says the Turei Evan, you see that no, in the Madomra Mitzvah Ein Tzriches Kavana, even if you have Kavana Lehepech, even if you have Kavana Shalai Lotzeis, you're still Yaitza. And that's why there's no Eitza, according to the Tanakama, to be able to bring in two pairs at a time. Because even if you're going to be Mechavin Mefurish Shalai L'Shem Mitzvah, you're still going to be Averam Baal Taisif. So this is a big kasha on the sheet of the Rashbam and Taisis in Sukkah. Rav Shlomo Hyman in Rosh Hashanah Siman Aleph wants to answer this kasha with the following yesod. He clears a chakira in the Mandamra Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana. Is this that you need Kavana? Is it a din in the Kiyum HaMitzvah that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah unless you have Kavana? Or is it more than that? That the Kavana is a din in the Guf Maisa HaMitzvah? That without Kavana, it's not considered a Maisa Mitzvah Bechlal. You need the Kavana to be Keveya that this Maisa is a Maisa Mitzvah. We can bring a raya to Rav Shlomo's second sad from the way Rashi learns the Tzrichas of the Gemara on the bottom of Chav Ches Amad Aleph. Rav Ashi said that if Parsim force a person to eat matzah, he's Yaitza, even though he didn't have Kavana. So Rava says, Zaysay Meres, Hatekei L'Shir Yotza, from this we see that if a person blows for music, he's Yaitza. On that, the Gemara asks, Pshita Hainu Hach, what's Rava's Chiddush? Of course, if Kafu Parsim is Yotza, so Tekei L'Shir is Yotza. So the Gemara answers, Ma'u Detema, Hasa machel matzah omer achmana v'ha'ochal. Avol hocha zichrein truaksi v'hai misasek ba'almahu. Kamash malon. So the Gemara says that over there, the Torah said, eat matzah, and he ate. But over here it says, zichrein trua, and this person is a misasek ba'alma. Says Rashi, ma'udete mahasa machel matzah komer achmana v'ha'ochal v'nene b'achilasai. Hilkoch lav misasek hu. Since he had Hana, he's not a misasik. Shari af le'inin chiyuv chatos amrinon ha-misasik v'chalovim v'arayis chayiv shekein nehena. Rashi says that when it comes to matzah, you would say that since he was nena with his achila, so therefore he's not a misasik. Just like we find that even b'negei achiyuv chatos, if a person is misasik v'chalovim v'arayis, he's chayiv because of shekein nehena. Masha'en kein by shofar, where there's no Hana involved, over there, I would say that without Kavana, you're a misasik. In other words, the Gemara is saying that without Rava saying, Zayse Meres Atekei L'Shir Yotza, I would have said that maybe really the reason why Kafu Parsim is Yotza is not because Mitzvah Ein Tzriches Kavana. Really, Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana. And still, Kafu Parsim is Yotza because since he had Hana in his Achila, and we find that Misasik B'Chalem Arayis Chayiv Shekein Nehene, so too over here, he's not a misasik. Mashen kein by shofar, without kavana, then you're a misasik. Now the problem is, what does mitzvah tzriches kavana have to do with misasik? Misasik is a din in hilchas maisa. L'mashal, if a person thought that the thing that he's picking up from the ground on Shabbos is something that's already tallish, it's already detached, and he goes and he picks it up and it turns out that it was mechubar. So that's a misasik, since he didn't bechlal intend to do a maisa tlisha, so it's lacking in the maisa melacha. It's as if it happened by itself. It's different than shoygeg, where a person knows that he's pulling it out of the ground. He just didn't know that it's Shabbos today, or he didn't know that it's aser. At least over there, he intended to do this pe'ula. So then he has to bring a carbon. But misasik is less than that. On that, there's a klal that misasik mechalob marayis chayev shekein nehena. Let's say, for example, he had chaylev and shuman in front of him, and he intended to eat the shuman, and then he turned away, and by mistake his hand went to the chaylev, and he ate the chaticha that he didn't plan on eating bechlal, he's still chayev, because shekein nehena. And the same thing by arayis. The Berach HaShmuel in Kiddush and Simon Chof explains b'shem Rab Chaim that the svara is because by chalovim and arayis, the hakpadas ha-teira was not on the maisa achila or the maisa bia, but rather on the etzem hanoas greino yumeyov and the hanoas bia. The whole yisoid of misasik is that it's felt in the teiras maisa, where you need a hilchus maisa when it comes to hilchus Shabbos. You need a melecha Shabbos, for example. So on that, if it's misasik, it's lacking in the hilchus melecha, the hilchus maisa. But sometimes the Torah wasn't makbid on the teiras maisa. The Torah was makbid on the hanoi itself. So therefore, misasik doesn't make a difference because seif kol seif, you had the hanoi. So the Gemara wants to shtel that su also over here to matzah, that since he was nen and his achila, so even though mitzvah striches kavana, the Gemara is trying to say, but since he was nen, he should be yaitza. Mashenkin by shayfer, since mitzvah striches kavana, so you're a misasik ba'alma. The question is, if mitzvah striches kavana is a din in the kiyum mitzvah, that there's a t'nai, in order to fulfill a mitzvah, you have to have kavana. So what does it help me that you were nena with your achila? But you didn't have kavana. So how are you mekayim the mitzvah? What is the Gemara telling tzu to misasik v'chalav v'arayis? But if you learn like Rav Shlaima second side, it's beautiful. Because the whole halacha of mitzvah tzichas kavana is that in order to be keveya, this maisa as a maisa mitzvah, you need kavana. So on that the Gemara is saying, good, where you need a hilchus maisa, so then you need kavana. So by shofar, you need a maisa tkiah. So if you don't have kavana, then you're a misasik, meaning it's felt, it's lacking in the teiras maisa mitzvah. But by matzah, where all the Torah wants is for you to be nena in the achila, the mitzvah is to have the hana, similar to the avera of chalav marayis that all the Torah is makbid on, is the hana. So too, when it comes to a mitzvah of matzah, all the Torah wants is that you should be nena. So then what do I care that you didn't have kavana? But over here you don't need a maisa. Since the whole din of mitzvah tzriches kavana is to be keveya this maisa for a maisa mitzvah, so where you don't need a hilchus maisa, all we need is just the hana itself, so then you don't need kavana. So it's a clear raya from the Gemara to Rav Shlaima's second sad that the yisoid hadin of mitzvah tzriches kavana is the halacha to be keveya the maisa as a maisa mitzvah. So then, shekein nehene makes sense that should play a role. On that, the Gemara says, Kamash Malon, that Rav is telling me with his Zayse Meres HaTekeh L'Shir Yotza, that don't learn the Pshat in Kafu Parsiim Yotza, that it's because of Shekein Nena. No, the Pshat is because of Mitzvah Ein Tzuchis Kavana. And therefore, you could learn up to HaTekeh L'Shir Yotza, which the Sfasemis explains, the Kamash Malon, that the Gemara is saying that when it comes to Averis, like Chalav Va'arayis, over there you can say that the Torah is makbid on the Hanoi itself. When it comes to mitzvahs, over there the Torah wants you to do something. Over there the Torah wants the mitzvah sachila. But it's not mistaber that the Torah wants you to have the Hanoi. And he tells to mitzvahs lavli honeis nitnu. So it's not mistaber that what the Torah wants is the Hanoi. So we see clearly from the Gemara, the way Rashi is learning the Tzrichasa, that the din of mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana is a din to be kaveya the maisa as a maisa mitzvah. And without kavana, it's not a maisa mitzvah bechlal. However, says Rav Shlaima that the din of the Rashbam and Tosfos in the Madomra mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana. That if you have kavana lehepech, if you have kavana shaloi lotzeis, that you're not yaitze, that's not a chisarn in the maisa mitzvah. That's only a din in the kiyum mitzvah. The Madomra mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana holds that even without kavana, it's considered a maisa mitzvah. So even if you have kavana lehepech, even if you have kavana shaloi lotzeis, it's also nothing felt in the maisa mitzvah. A maisa mitzvah is a maisa mitzvah. Just that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah if you have kavana shaloi lotzeis. Like the Lashon HaTosfos in Sukkah Lamites, the bal karche lo nafik. You can't be mekayim a mitzvah bal karchach. But the maisa mitzvah is still a maisa mitzvah. Memela, Rav Shloimeh wants to answer the Turei Evan's Kasha beautifully. The Turei Evan asked on the Rashbam and Taisvis in Sukkah, that how could you tell me that if you have Kavanah Shalei Lotzeis in the Madomra Mitzvah Saint Sichas Kavanah that you're not Yaitzeh? If so, why does the Tanakama in Erev and Sadi Hey say that if you find tefillin, you can only bring them in one pier at a time, which the Gemara said, because he holds mitzvahs ein sriches kavana. So if you're going to bring two piers in at a time, so you're going to be over on Baal Taisif, even though you're not mechavin l'shem mitzvah, because if you're yotzeh the mitzvah without kavana, so too you're over Baal Taisif without kavana. What's the problem? Just have kavana shalei lotzeis. So just like you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah if you have this hepech kavana, so too there shouldn't be Baal Taisif. On that, Rav Shloimeh answers with a yesod, that in order to be over Baal Taisif, as long as you did the maisa mitzvah ketikuna, that's enough to be over Baal Taisif. Anytime you're doing Baal Taisif, you're never mekayim the mitzvah, because Baal Taisif by definition means that you're doing a hisafa on the mitzvah, so you're not doing the mitzvah. But what you need for Baal Taisif is, if you do the maisa mitzvah, b'haisafa, so that's Baal Taisif. So therefore, it's very gishmak. Bishlam and the mandomar mitzvahs tzriches kavana. If you don't have kavana lotzeis, so you didn't do the maisa mitzvah b'chlal. So therefore, Rab Gamliel, who holds mitzvahs tzriches kavana, he can say that on Shabbos, be machnes the tefillin shnayim shnayim, because since you're not having kavana for the mitzvah, so you didn't do the maisa mitzvah b'chlal. So that's not Baal Taisif. But in the Tanakama Shita that he holds mitzvahs ein sriches kavana, it's not going to help to have kavana shaloi lotzeis, because even if you have kavana lehepech, it still doesn't take away from the teras maisa mitzvah. It's just that bal korche le'nafik. But for Baal Taisif, all you need is Hashem maisa mitzvah. To summarize, the Rashbam and Tosfos in Sukkah both said that even in the Mandomer mitzvahs ein sriches kavana, but if you have kavana lehepech, kavana shaloi lotzeis, then you're not yaitzer. The Turei Evan asked that the Gemara in Erevin says that the bir hamachlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Gamliel, whether or not you can only be machnis one pair of tulin at a time or two, is tali in mitzvahs sriches kavana or ein sriches kavana. If mitzvahs ein sriches kavana, so hu adin to be over on Baal Taisif, you're over without kavana l'shem mitzvah. So therefore, the Tanakama holds mitzvah ein sriches kavana, so you can't bring in two pairs at a time because you're going to be over Baal Taisif. Whereas Rav Gamliel holds mitzvah sriches kavana, and therefore, as long as you don't have kavana, you're not going to be over on Baal Taisif. Frekta Turei Evan, that why isn't there a nates even according to the Tanakama to have kavana lehepech, kavana shaloi lotzeis, and then you wouldn't be mekayim your mitzvah, so there shouldn't be Baal Taisif. On that, Rav Shloimeh answers that you can klerach akira in the Mandomra mitzvah tzriches kavana. This that you need kavana, is that just the din in the kiyum mitzvah? But there's nothing wrong with the maisa mitzvah without kavana, or no? Without kavana, it's not a maisa mitzvah b'chlal. We brought a raya from the fact that Rashi stels tzu the inyan of mitzasik v'chlam v'arayis to mitzvah tzriches kavana, that you see clearly that it's a din in the maisa. So if you don't have kavana, it's not a maisa mitzvah b'chlal. Masha ein kein in the Madomer mitzvahs ein sriches kavana, where he holds that a maisa mitzvah is a maisa mitzvah even without kavana. So then even if you have kavana shaloi lotzeis, that's only a din in the kiyum. That bal karchi le'nafik, you can't be mekayim a mitzvah bal karchach. So says Rav Shloimeh, for Baal Taisif, all you need is that you did the maisa mitzvah b'haisafa. Because you're never mekayim a mitzvah when you do a haisaf on the mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah. So by definition, Baal Taisif has to be that as long as you did the action of the mitzvah, and it's behaisafa, so then it's Baal Taisif. So therefore, in the Madomer mitzvah, striches kavana, since if you don't have kavana, it's not a maisa mitzvah b'chlal, so there's an etzah to bring in two pairs of tefillin at a time. But in the Madomer mitzvahs, ein sriches kavana, it's not going to help you to have kavana lehepech, because it's still a maisa mitzvah. So therefore, according to the Tanakama, you have no Eitzah, you could only be Machnis, the Tefillin, Zug, Zug, one pair at a time.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.